T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, his name is Darius Washington. He's a former Memphis Tiger. He is back in Memphis tonight playing for one of the Memphis teams in the TBT. He joins us now. D-Wash, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Man, everything is good. Is this your first time, or is it going to be your first time back on campus since you left Memphis?
Yep. My first time going to be on the Memphis campus since I left.
What'd you think of that facility, man? Lots changed since you left. What'd you think of that facility they're in now?
Oh yeah, it's great. It's totally different from the Fitch Center when we're and I was here with Calipari. It's definitely different, but it gives you a sense of determination and hunger, you know, just the feel of it.
Do you feel a part of it, D-Wash? Because when you walk through there, you'll see your name, you'll see other guys' names, and you know, I know a lot of, we talk a lot about the free throws, and I'm sure we'll ask you all about it, but you were part of that 06 team, goes to the Elite Eight, and right after that, we were talking about before we had you on, that's where everything really takes off for Cal, for this Memphis program. Do you feel a part of that, like sort of a part of that foundation to help build that building, you know what I mean, just in a way?
Definitely. I'm a part of the Memphis history.
Absolutely.
Everything that they got now, you know, always, you know, reflects on the past. You know, rather, it's, you know what I'm saying? It is basketball, so, you know, you want to have highs and lows, and, you know, that's just part of life, you know. But I don't regret nothing. You know, I'm even excited to put on a uniform that has Memphis Bluff on it.
Yeah, I admire that, brother. I admire that, especially the no regrets. I got to ask you honestly, man, just in the flesh, I want to ask it a different way because I know I've seen it. Everybody's asking about the free throws, and you get it every time from Memphis fans. Do you ever get tired of folks asking you about it almost as if, like, that's the moment, like, that's the moment we define your career? Like I'm talking about, 06, you're the leading scorer in that game against UCLA in the Elite Eight. Do you ever get tired of answering questions about the free throws?
No, it's just, I mean, you know, because sometimes people want an insight, you know, on, you know, what was going through my mind at the moment.
Yes, sir.
How did I, you know, bounce back? Because, you know, I think a lot of people are more intrigued about, like, yeah, this happened, but it didn't stop his hunger, his determination. He's still playing 13 years in the game. You know, anybody else, I'm saying, that could have ended a lot of people's career right then.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, I think when people ask me that, you know, they see how I just keep moving and my life is just keep going up. And they're like, wow, like, what happened?
There's a lesson there. I'm with you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's a lesson. So, you know, sometimes people want to know just for their insight, you know?
Yeah.
D-Wash, how long was it before you were able to really just, maybe it's something that you never fully put out. It's just, it's a part of you now. But how long did it take for you to, like, really be able to 100% move forward with your life after it happened?
I mean, probably that night, you know, that night. That's why I tell people, like, if the city didn't embrace me how they did, it might have took a little longer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was already hard on myself, you know, and then just the city alone and just the fans and the residents of the city just showed me so much love, you know, and I think that made my healing process a little faster.
You know, what was it? You know, because I think a lot of people in your position there would have, you know, maybe walked away and never really looked back. You know, you're back in Memphis now. I mean, what was it about the whole situation that sort of enabled you to not only continue but come back next year, go to an Elite Eight? I mean, you finished with a really good career. What helped you do that?
It was just part of the, you know, I just when I sat down and realized it's just part of the game. You know, it's no different than when Chris Webber called a timeout, you know, with the Fab Five. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of, you know, it just, you know what I'm saying? And And I watched that game, you know, when he did that. He was a freshman, you know what I'm saying? So it just, you know, it just, I mean, it just happened, you know, and I just, you know, put it behind me. I didn't forget about it. I just put it behind me, and I just, you know, made that as more motivation for the next following season, which is my sophomore season. You know, I wasn't going to let, you know, let it just, because I was still young, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I had millions of games to play ahead of me. So one game is not going to define the person who I am.
There it is.
We are, of course, talking to Darius Washington, former Memphis Tiger, going to be back on campus for the first time tonight playing for one of the Memphis teams in the TBT. You mentioned this was your, this is going to be your first time. You saw the facility. It's going to be your first time sort of back on campus since you left. Was that sort of intentional on your part? Like, were you just professionally playing and you had kind of moved on with your life? Like, was it by design, or just so happened that, you know, it took this long for you to get back to campus?
No, I just mean, you know, it my schedule never really matched up to come back here. You know, I have a son and I have my family, so, you know, I'm back and forth in and out of the country, you know, so I come back and I'm traveling with my son at AAU, so then by the time I look up, it's time for me to get back on the flight and head back to Europe. So it's just, you know, but, you know, this year, you know, I just decided to play with, you know, my alumni team,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So it was, you know, so that's why I just decided to come, you know, just to show my face back into the city that showed me love when I was down, you know?
Man, I'm gonna fast forward a year now. I'm going to take you to the Elite Eight, where it's so hard to score in that game against UCLA. Like I said, I'm looking at it now. You're the only Tiger in double figures in that game with 13 points. Man, how often do you think about that one? That was a rock fight. Why was it so hard to score in that game?
I have no idea. You know,
man.
Like I said, it's part of the game. Like some games you come out and you just can't miss a shot. Some games you come out and you can't make a shot. So I think that I just think they called us on the, you know, on the right night that we wasn't clicking, you know, and they beat us, you know, and sometimes the better team doesn't always win.
Right.
You know, sometimes, you know, you can get injuries, you can not make shots, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it's just the lid is on the rim, you know, and it's just not, you know, falling your way that night, and you have to just tell your head up high and just walk out, you know what I'm saying? And
yes,
just,
sir.
You know, just, you know, and all we did, you know, but I know that our effort was there, but it just, we didn't want to score, you know, and it happens like that sometimes, and I mean, it's part of the game.
Yeah. When you think about, like we're asking you about the free throws, we're asking you about the UCLA loss, which are also moments just still so fresh in Tiger fans' memories. What were the highs, Darius? When you think about the highs and the height of it, when the time you were enjoying it the most, some of those moments, man, what are some of those moments you think about? I know beating Bradley to get to UCLA had to be there because you're going to the Elite Eight, but for you, the highlights of it, playing with Rodney, all of it, what are the great parts you think about?
I mean, just as far as just, like, playing Memphis basketball, you know, no one, you know, every game that we won or lost, we played the way we wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, rather the outcome was a bad outcome, we still played the Memphis basketball, which was tough and running and gunning, you know, and just playing with those guys, running the break, throwing the rod, and he's taking off from the free throw line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's ain't no worse for that.
Yeah,
it's priceless, you know, and those are memories that no one can erase. You know, it's just, you know, it was there, and that foundation has built this foundation now to this day, and now Penny's taking it over, and I know he's going to take it to a new height.
Yeah. Do you still talk to Cal, Darius? Y'all still close?
Yeah, I talk. Yeah, he when he comes down to Orlando to recruit, you know, I might see him in the gym and bump against him, and we talk about it, and, you know, talk about him in Kentucky and the Memphis days, and, you know, then, of course, he asks me about some kids, you know, that he might be recruiting and stuff like that, and I get my insight and, you know, tell him that if they can handle the John Calipari that Coach Meek, you know. So besides that, yeah, I me and Cal talking in there.
What was that Cal like behind the scenes? We you know, we'd see him in front of the cameras and all that, but would he? I mean, would he curse you out? Make you know what I'm saying? He had the way of pulling it out of you, and we'd see him. He'd curse folks left and right. Darius, what was that relationship like? Fire and ice.
Yeah, it's two words: tough love.
Yes, sir.
Tough love. He's gonna praise you when you do good, but when you do bad, he's gonna rip you a new one. So, so at the end of the day, you know, you have to take that take that as a positive, because if he didn't care, he wouldn't, you know, be such aggressive and have so much passion towards his players.
Yeah.
You know, and I watch it with Kentucky. He's still the same way.
He's
a little older, but he's still the same way.
That's right.
Yep. We are, of course, talking to former Memphis Tiger Darius Washington here on Jason and John. D-Wash, got to ask you, man, obviously, you know, you grew up sort of around those parts. Penny Hardaway was a member of the Orlando Magic. How much of an advantage is it for Memphis to have him as the coach, you know, with his shoe, with his brand, with, you know, everything that he did in the league? How much of an advantage is it for the program to have a guy like Penny leading the program?
That's a big, big advantage. You know, like, he's a Hall of Famer. You know, I mean, his days in Orlando, you know, he was the man in the city. You know, especially when he came out with the little penny and had the 1 cent sign. You know, every kid, including myself, wanted that shoe, wanted to go to the games. You know what I'm saying? That team was a team that went to the finals, that beat Jordan. I want to say, if I'm mistaken. So you know, those guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, so to have this Hall of Famer and this guy sit in your house and talk to you about joining his program is great. I mean, you don't get no better than that.
So last year I'm watching, Darius, I'm watching online, and I'm watching this Memphis TB team play, and I'm saying down, don't let Darius have it, and you hit the shot to put him out. So now they got you from the dark side to the right side. What, did they reach out to you and say, Darius, you got to come help us this year? Did you reach out to them? How did it sort of work out that you're with the Memphis side this year?
We kind of talked about it after the game. You know, I love the aggressiveness and the mentality they have. You know, and playing against them, it might sound crazy, reminded me on how practice was, because our practices used to be so intense. You know, I didn't play with all those guys, but just to have those guys, just to have those guys playing against me, I'm like, yo, this reminds me of, you know, back when I was at Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Because you know,
yeah, man. Yeah.
Every player was, you know, from a different era. You know, I think besides me and Andre, so everyone else played. You know, Darnell Mack played different. Sean Tagger played somewhere else. I think he was on the team last year. Witherspoon, I'm sorry.
Yep,
you know, and Hunt was the coach. Antonio Anderson was the coach. You know, so just playing against those guys reminded me of practice. So I'm like, yo, I'm coming to play with you guys next year. So I kind of said it last year when we beat them. Like, right after the shot, I'm like, hey, save a spot for me next year because I'm coming to play with y'all guys.
Dig that. And you have certainly been a man in your work. What's it take to win it, man? You guys went to the Super 16, that DRC team last year. How tough is it to do? I think a lot of us Memphians, when we see these Memphis teams and all the talent that we put on them, you know, we just kind of assume, man, that thing's going to go and win, and yet we haven't been able to pull one out. We're hoping you get us over the hump. How tough is it, this tournament, all these former players, the style of play, the level of play? How high would you put it on everywhere you've been?
Honestly, I'm not just saying this because I'm on a team. We definitely can get to Chicago.
All right.
We definitely, because we have all the pieces we need. Everyone everyone has the same mentality as far as, you know, they're not selfish, and everyone wants to play hard, and everyone is locked in on a defensive end. So we have all the problems. We have shooters. We have finishers. We have point guards, two guards that can play multiple positions. You know, so, you know, I think that we can make it to Chicago. And then from there, you know, we got to, you know, maybe regroup a little bit as far as our strategy. But this region, we have to protect our city. I mean, we have to.
There you go.
You know, so, I mean, we have all the pieces. It's up to us to, you know, play them the right way and make it happen.
No doubt.
Well, we're hoping it happens, brother.
Absolutely.
And happy you're on this side of it this year.
No doubt. D-Watch, always good to catch up, man.
Appreciate your time, brother.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, D. Washington.
He is Darius Washington Jr., former Memphis Tiger, obviously, has moved on, which you love to hear, right? I mean, that's the great thing.
You know why? Because in talking to him, I realized why. And the answer really to my own question, I'm not blowing smoke here. The reason we look at it and it resonates so much with us is because we can all put ourselves in that position, sort of you're in front of everyone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's either success or failure individually in front of everyone. And how do you deal with it? Does it kill you? Does it kill your career? Or can you bounce back?
Yep.
We can, again, you know, we do these things and I talk about what we can draw from it. That's it. You can see the sort of bounce back, right? A moment where, I mean, it's almost like being, it's like being in front of the world, right? And it's failure and you're being judged in a sense. That moment there, that low moment, we all have our low moments in whatever walk we're in. And so that we can all draw from sort of that bounce back because, like I tell you, that's where you ultimately get judged. I mean, they've got their game tonight, 8:30 over at El Marrone Fieldhouse. You know, and I would suggest everybody get out there if they can. You know, they're playing this team 901. They've got a squad. Will Coleman, we'll talk to a little bit later on. Chris Crawford, Adonis Thomas. They're playing for Memphis. This year it's at El Marrone Fieldhouse, sort of a satellite. You finally got it here. And they'll, as Darius said, if they win the two this weekend, it's three. They've got to win session one is tonight at 8:30. Then they'll move on to Chicago, chance to win the $2 million. I hope they can get it done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.